it's always been. We rise up to the challenge, we give the game our all. With sheer determination, we go in for the ball. For the Cloud Thunders, go Cats, we break the banner down. We know they'll play with courage till the final siren sounds. And the rival team will know that they've been run down by a pack. But you're beaten by, beaten by, defeated by the Cats.
Welcome to the Cat Attack Podcast, a 4-1 podcast. The pussies are purring, and nothing better if you're a cat fan than the pussies purring. 4-1, Kingy. They were like, better loosen up yesterday, weren't they? They just did enough.
Yeah, and that's a good side. Goes and gets the job done. Correct. And just moves on very quickly. No fanfare. They played some good footy. That third quarter, there was some good footy in that. Last quarter left a little bit to be desired. They got 36 points up. And I reckon mentally they might have gone, they're not going to get us from 36 points. We've got a big game against the Eagles off a six-day break next week. And maybe, just maybe, they go into a bit of self-preservation mode.
You were never really concerned that they were going to get beaten. They had Hawthorn. They seemingly had Hawthorn covered.
Yeah.
If they were in a race... Mm-hmm. The jockey would have just been stiff-armed on Geelong, and the elbows would have been flailing down by Chiquita Lodge on Hawthorn just to keep up. So, watching it from the couch, you always thought the Cats had them by, you know, two or three lengths.
Yep. So they got the job done, and they played some good footy again. Gary Ablett was.
He was good, wasn't he? He's exciting, little maestro.
Put the 1-year contract extension in front of him for next
year.
He's not.
We need to get something straight though. With Gary Ablett. Even though he is listed when the team comes out on a Thursday night on the half-forward line or in the forward pocket, he is not playing as a small forward.
He'll play wherever he wants to play.
Well, he doesn't play as a small forward. He doesn't play as a forward. He plays what he is unbelievable at doing, and what is probably should have happened last year but didn't, is that he's playing, he's just a forward of centre player.
Yep.
So, but he has an unbelievable ability to read the play. So he gets into, when the ball's being slung out the back, out of the back line, he has a great ability to find space and get into the right spot to be that bloke who gets it forward to centre, can turn, wheel and go and either handball or kick.
Yep.
Every now and then he'll drift deep and he took that hanger and then he'll kick a goal. But his go is that he actually cuts a swathe through the middle of the ground forward to centre. So, but he's not really playing as a forward. He's playing as a high half forward that is a midfielder that only it drifts into the play, and he does it so well because he's so good at reading where the game's going to go and getting into good spots.
And he did it yesterday. And the fact that there was three goals, and as you said, the hanger that he took at the city end of the ground was just a bonus on top of that. But right now, he's playing some really good footy and long may it last. But the Cats now have really got to just turn their attention to the Eagles. And a couple of issues yesterday, Benny. One was, again, the clearances early. The Hawks got them. And McAvoy got his hands on the footy. And just a couple of those exits out of the midfield from the likes of O'Meara and Warple were just probably... They got out untouched. And that's not necessarily a good thing. Sometimes when the Cats get on a bit of a roll going forward, Benny, they can sometimes just find themselves maybe wanting to keep going forward rather than going, all right, yeah, look, we've kicked three or four in a row, but we just got to make sure that we keep our structure in the middle.
Yeah, well, it was probably that first half made it four quarters in a row where the Cats were soundly beaten in the clearances. I mean, the GWS put them to the sword in the second half down there at GMHBA Stadium, and then the first half against the Hawks, they struggled. I mean, you've got to factor in, too, that Hawthorn were without Shields. They were out without Sean Burgoyne.
Yep. No Stratton and Frawley down back.
Yeah, they were without some pretty good players.
That's why I reckon the fact that the Cats just got the job done and move on, don't get caught up in the win over Hawthorn on Easter Monday.
Not with that side they had out. I thought Hawthorn actually played pretty well. They were pretty brave. You're a Hawthorn supporter. You'd leave there disappointed that you lost, but not disappointed with what they served.
No, the effort was there.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
They probably leaked a little too much in terms of they gave up some easy goals to the Cats where, you know, Geelong's forward line in terms of being able to find a way through traffic, and Rowan and Myers and Atkins have got a knack of doing that. And do you know what the best part about yesterday was? And as much as Parfitt got hurt, Atkins spent some time on the ball. And he wasn't out of place there. He was at some centre bounces. He got his hands on the footy, and I reckon it's just another step in his evolution as a player. We know he played midfield through his whole VFL time, and he's come in as a pressure half forward. But he has just added another string to the bow yesterday. The Cats can go, well, there's another one we can wheel through the midfield if we need to.
Yeah, I agree. He gives you, you know, he's not the prettiest player, but he's a body that cracks in, and he provides a little bit of something defensive, maybe with what Scott Selwood potentially would provide. And then obviously he can play that role up forward. So you wonder how that sort of affects Scott Selwood in terms of his long-term prospects of getting
is
back
Scott
into the
Selwood
senior team.
Still in the best 22?
Well, I don't know.
I don't think he is, Benny. And we love Scooter here at K-Rock. He's one of our favourites. But right now,
he's got a chance to get back in, let's put it that way.
Yeah. But, gee, the longer he's out, the harder it gets.
Could he replace Constable over the journey of the year?
Well, he could, but it's probably worked out all right. Constable's got a rest. Geelong have won. Parfitt, if he doesn't get up, they're saying a minor strain. So they'll probably go, look, six-day break, minor strain. We'll see you for Essendon the week after if you're right. And we get Constable back into the side. Now, Constable can have a run where it'll take him through to the bye. He'll get the week off there. There's no reason why now, you know, Constable can play 18 or 19 games if the breaks are just sort of set out. But the Cats have got a program, and they've mapped it. And look, nothing's hard and fast because you can't stick to a hard and fast program in AFL football. But they've got an idea of what they want to do. So Ablett wasn't supposed to play against Adelaide. Be interesting to see when that rest comes for Gaz. Does it come this week?
Yeah, but the best laid plans can go astray. You only need to get two or three injuries.
Correct. And that's why I said that's why it's not hard and fast. But does Ablett have the rest this week?
Is that Tony Grigg Horden Forced?
You're an idiot. I'm trying to have a serious conversation. I know, we're never going to have a serious conversation on this show. But, you know, but yeah, that's the other thing the Cat's got to factor in. Who, Tui will play this week. It was really interesting. Zach Tui was never going to play VFL last week. For him to then not play any football at all this weekend, surely.
Yeah.
The VFL got the bye. Geelong aren't going to play him in a VFL game and then say, oh, we don't think you're ready, so you're going to wait another fortnight to have
Jordan
kick.
Clark probably has a rest.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Is it Tui for Clark?
Yeah, I would have thought.
Yeah.
And Parfitt goes out.
And Constable comes back in.
Yep.
The thing that Cats have been really good at this year, how many players have they used through the opening five rounds?
Yeah, not many.
24.
Yeah, well, it's like the complete opposite to last year.
Well, they used 40.
Yeah,
well, you can't win a flag playing 40
players.
It was
like an Italian catwalk last year.
Hmm.
And the same players were going in and out.
Yep.
And players were playing in positions that were unfamiliar to them.
Correct.
Now they're not.
All of a sudden they're settled.
Wow, who would have known that might have worked?
Amazing. But do you know what happens? The VFL got the bye this week. The following week, we'll probably be close to seeing Buse, close to seeing Selwood. All of a sudden, Geelong are running around with 17 or 18 blokes in the VFL.
Yeah, it's a good position to be in.
Look, that's barring any injury issues. There was some whisper that Reece Stanley's calf issue had flared again, but he did play. But they held Smith over. They said they held Constable over as well. Constable was never going to play. Like, he wasn't the carry. He was an emergency, but he wasn't really the carryover. Would have needed something dramatic for him to play. Smith was held over. So they've obviously held Smith over. You usually don't hold over a big bloke unless there's a cloud over a big bloke.
Yeah. Well,
whether that be Stanley or Radicalea.
That cloud must have had a little bit of a silver lining. He played pretty well, the big number one.
He did.
Particularly in the first half.
Yeah. And then Radicalea would have got some confidence
out. He looked tired, Radicalea.
Yeah. A couple of marks he took, though, you'll get some confidence out of.
Yeah, he took a nice one late. He looked a bit sore and a little bit tired.
Is he a rest this week?
Well, maybe.
Because the other thing you've got to factor in now, Smith has been carried over. They're not going to give Zach Smith 2 weeks off. He's going to have to play. He'll play this week. I suspect he'll play AFL because they're not going to rest him.
No, Radicalea, to my eye, just looked a bit sort of battered and bruised and a bit tired. He looked to be a little bit off the pace. And, you know, the position he plays and the way he plays lends itself to getting a bit battered and bruised.
And maybe, too, they've looked at Nathan Vardy's not in great form for the Eagles. And they've got Hickey and Vardy going together. Maybe they're looking at going, maybe we need Stanley and Smith.
Well, Stanley would have to play forward.
Well, they mix it up.
If Radicalea's out.
Well, Smith has been playing.
The thing is, you don't want to. Well, I wouldn't have thought you wanted to... You want to try little things, but you don't want to flirt with your form.
No. But if Radaglia is not going to play, it looks like Smith is the...
Well, that would be the obvious one. And just watching it for me, like I've said, just watching it on the TV, Radaglia looked a little weary Dunlop. Yep. And he may potentially be
and that would be for Smith.
Out of the side. So it could be Smith, Constable and Tui in.
Yep.
Out Parfitt injured.
Yep.
Out Radaglia managed.
Clark managed.
And Clark managed. Yeah, it doesn't sound like the silliest thinking. No. We've just selected the side there. So yeah. I'll contact the Herald Sun and we'll get that in.
Don't worry.
Do you know what? He's starting to little bit sort of peeve me. You've got to find something that peeves you a little bit.
And
I know it means absolutely.
What grinds your gears? Yeah,
what blows my hair forward, which is not where you want it.
I was going to say, it's going back a little bit there, Benny.
Yeah, it's always been marching back, but it's sort of hanging on. It's hanging on for dear life. It refuses to be beaten. It's like Vaux Rogue. What cheeses you off?
Yeah, look, just
a little thing, and it means absolutely nothing, but it's just
so,
like...
So why does it grind your ears?
Well, just because I don't know, because it's just like being a bit of a smart ass. You know, Geelong put their team in on Thursday night.
Yeah.
Well, I know it's not I know the team is never going to run out like that, but why do they put Tom Hawkins in the ruck and Reece Stanley in the back pocket? And they have the team...
That's not what the team we got sent.
The team that was in the paper that I that was on the AFL website.
Okay, well, the team on the club website wasn't that. The team on the club website has barely changed. So I have to insert it manually to put it up on krockfootball.com.au. And every time I put it up, it's barely changed.
So when you're doing your manual insertion, you're not seeing any change?
No shenanigans.
I saw two teams the last 2 weeks where, you know, the players were absolutely all over the place. And I don't know they're not going to run out, but it just sort of thinks, well, why just be a smart?
I don't think that...
Well, so you're saying to me that people are getting that team and changing it around playing funny buggers?
Well, the team...
Did you have Tom Hawkins in the ruck?
He was in the ruck. The team that goes on the club website is the one we use.
Yeah, right. Oh, well, maybe somebody's playing... There's a little bit of funny buggers going on.
Bit of shenanigans.
Or as I heard Chuck Berry, our esteemed colleague, say... Mm. On the weekend, he was getting his metaphors mixed up. He said, is it a little bit of smoke and daggers? I'm thinking it's smoke and mirrors or cloak and daggers. You're having smoke and daggers? What?
Remember, he's from Wonthaggi.
Yeah, well, he said he failed year seven.
Four times.
Yeah, smoke and daggers, he said.
He was the oldest 23-year-old in year 10.
Yes, he was. We digress, Kingy.
We do. But a challenge this week.
Oh, wow.
Massive challenge. Because the Eagles will be, there'll be steam coming out of their ears.
Well, this is the theory. I was thinking about this last night as I was just relaxing in my charger, just charging up for today's events. And the Cats got, just looking at it, and I'm not poo-hooing their start, but the Cats probably got Collingwood at a good time.
Melbourne at a good time.
Got Melbourne at a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Then they went over, and the form against Adelaide, I think, is as we extend over the year, is although over there is a good win, I don't think it's top of the tree form. I don't think the Crows are a top of the tree sort of side.
Mm-hmm.
They got GWS beaten, obviously beaten by GWS, who, you know, both sides came in.
Who often, then lost to Freo.
Yeah, exactly. And I reckon they got Hawthorn at a good time given their injuries.
Okay.
But, yeah, Stratton, Frawley. This week, they get the reigning premier with pretty much a full list to choose from. Coming off, I'm not sure what happened on Friday night over there. It was quite...
That was very off-Broadway, that game of football.
It was quite unbelievable. I actually watched that game and thought, has there been a change? Has there been a metamorphosis? Is there Port Adelaide actually wearing West Coast? It was bizarre. Mm. They got absolutely trounced. Geez, that Connor Rosie too. Wow, you'd like to have him in your side. He's got some serious tricks.
They have got
and that Butters. They've got some good kids.
Dersma
and Drew.
Yep.
Yeah, he's
Willem. Oh, Drew. Willem. King Willem.
You smoke a wee Willem. So surely they call him wee.
Yeah. From Koroit.
So they get West Coast with a bit of something to prove. Now, yep. West Coast came over here with something to prove a few weeks ago. Was that in the wake of their loss to Brisbane?
Yeah.
Or a couple of weeks after?
Lost to Brisbane in round one.
And they put GWS to the sword,
yep.
Came over here.
Beat the Pies.
And comfortably had the better Collingwood. Mm. So they got something to prove on Sunday, away from home, Cats in good form. I reckon this is, if the Cats could sneak this one and go 5-1,
yep.
Wow, you're starting to think that they are, and they'd obviously be two games and significant percentage in front of teams like West Coast.
Yep. Interesting. Darren Parkin did raise this during Carrick Football yesterday. Team on top of the ladder after round five.
Oh, no. Here we go.
Doesn't miss finals.
Well, you couldn't... Something catastrophic would have to happen for the Cats to miss the finals.
Catastrophic.
Yeah, that's a good word, isn't it?
Good from you.
But you couldn't possibly miss finals. Not the way not the form the Cats are in. Just watching the Cats over the first five rounds, they seem to have every base covered, which is stark contrast to the last 2 years. Like the last two or three years, I know they've won some games, but you've always thought, geez, they're struggling here.
Like forward pressure. Yeah,
the ruckman's been ordinary. The midfield run one way. Harry Taylor's playing out of position. Collar Jasny's playing out of position.
But what about what Taylor did yesterday in terms of he goes, well, I'm going to expose my opponent. I'm going to go forward.
Yeah.
And see what I can do. And he clunked a couple. They've got a nice goal.
You know, you look at it down back, they've got Blitzarves, who's developed now into one of the best two or three key defenders in the game. Mm. You've got Collar Jasny. Is a lockdown player. You've got Henry as a developing sort of player who can plant talls or smalls. You've got Harry Taylor as the veteran presence who reads the ball really well. And you've got Tom Stewart and potentially Zach Tui to come in along with Jordan Clark in the wings as your rebounders.
How did you rate Mark O'Connor's performance on Luke Bruce?
Yeah, he's good. He's a really developing player too. So they've got, I think they've got, and you've got Jed Buse waiting in the wings as well. So you've got every base in terms of what's required from your defence. Your midfield is obviously star-studded with Selwood Ablett, Mitch Duncan, Tim Kelly. As long as they continue to play with a defensive mindset when it's needed, that's probably the challenge for them, and they've done it really well thus far. Reece Stanley, well, check the brands. If it was a horse, you'd be checking the brands because it's a fine cotton ring in there. It's not the same Reece Stanley from this time last year. Reece Stanley was going like a genuine
this time last year was this time last year he was playing forward in the VFL.
He was horrendous.
Can you see Jed Buse, who's out of contract this year, still at Geelong next year, with this glut of defenders?
Yeah, I think it'd be.
His manager, who I think is Liam Pickering, be exploring options
right now? Yeah, he'd be finding out, testing the waters, I think they call it. Yeah. I mean, and that's footy. I mean, we'd love to see Jed stay at the Cats, and maybe he will, but if you want to get more opportunities, injuries, guys jump past you, it's just an unfortunate byproduct of footy, but obviously that's obviously something that will happen down the track. You look up forward now, they've got plenty of options there. Mm-hmm. They've got Radigalia, who's still very much in the infancy of his footy, but he's a competitive beast. He provides a contest. He's not going to get it 15 times and take 10 marks and kick 5 goals. That's not what he's going to do, but he's going to provide a contest, and he provides the second pinch hit ruckman, which they've never had before. You've got Hawkins in career best form, and then you've got the likes of the well-documented small blokes, and topped off by Ablett, who's the class.
Yep.
He's the absolute class. And Myers is class from general play inside forward 50.
All right, I've got a few questions. We'll go through them very quickly. Fox Dog 50, question for you. Asava, huge fan, but his form this year hasn't been the best going around. I think it's time he needs to run in the VFL to find a bit more of the ball.
I don't agree. Don't judge him on kicks, marks and handballs. He's not going to... I agree he did look a little weary on the weekend, but he is certainly in their best 22 because he goes into the ruck, he puts his knee into the opposing ruckman. When the ball goes forward and is in his area, he creates a contest. That's his go. That's why the likes of Myers, you've got Rowan as well. I forgot to mention him before. Wow, I put my hand up and say, I wondered... the wisdom of getting Gary Rowan. He'd come off two really ordinary years, obviously for a variety of reasons. He's been absolutely outstanding.
Do you know he's averaging a possession, a goal every four possessions? He's had 44 touches for the year and kicked a lead. He actually is Geelong's leading goal kicker.
Oh, he's playing with some real confidence.
He's a poacher.
And he's playing with confidence, and he creates something. So he's another one. And he Myers, Atkins, Parfitt, I know he's injured, but Parfitt, they all benefit from the likes of Radigalia creating a contest. Now, Radigalia won't get a stat for it. Don't judge him on kicks, marks and handballs.
Off the Twitter, Glyn Powell, despite the amazing start to the season, no club has really been perfect. Which aspects to Geelong's game need to be improved for the most for them to be considered a chance?
Well, I think we spoke about it before. The clearances are probably an issue. You come up against a really good side, you can't afford to get pantsed in the clearances. GWS did it and beat the Cats. It's going to be an area where they're going to have to be able to fine-tune and work it out and be really competitive in the clearances against better teams.
Do we rest? This is Edmund. Do we rest Asava this week, or maybe Gazza?
Well, I wouldn't be against resting Radaglia, but I think he's definitely in the best 22. Resting Ablett. Did that's it?
Yep.
No, not this week. No, against West Coast.
Yep.
We're playing Port Arlington. No, he's come off an unbelievable game. He's a professional player. I know he's 34, but if he can't last five games without needing a rest, no. Come on.
The only time Gazza will be rested against Port Arlington is when he's back at Motawarri in the next couple of years.
Correct.
Which could happen.
I doubt it. There's no way known. Gazza might play a one-off game. There's no way known Gary Ablett Jr. is playing for Motawarri. No chance, I reckon. Zero. He might play a one-off one for them. He didn't even play there as a kid.
You want a BIPTY on it?
Yep. Like, you think he's going to go and play there for 2 or 3 years?
He wants to play with his brother again.
Well, he might play a one-offer.
He'll play more than one.
You reckon?
Yep.
Okay. I'd like to see that.
I look forward to seeing it as well. Benny, Anzac Day Eve will be there. You'll be there?
Yes, looking forward to that one tomorrow night. Richmond, wow. Richmond and Melbourne. Melbourne don't win tomorrow night. They are Gonski, aren't they?
1-5 is a long way home.
Oh, wow. You niggled out a long, long, long way from home, and they're not Kiwi.
You start looking at 2020. Thursday, we're there for Collingwood Essendon. Can't wait for that.
Great.
St Kilda Adelaide's an interesting game. This is where we find out more about St Kilda.
Two most consistent teams in the comp after five rounds, Geelong and St Kilda.
Yeah.
St Kilda came within a poofteenth of being 5-0.
Yep.
And Geelong came within a poofteenth of being 5-0.
But St Kilda could have also been 2-3.
Could. And I think St Kilda are going to drop off, but credit to them, they've been superb in the opening five rounds.
Yep. And then Sunday, big one from 3 o'clock.
Looking forward to it. So
2009 Premiership reunion too.
Is it?
Mm.
Oh, wow, they'll be well lubricated, yes. I would have thought.
Although some of the key players in that won't be there. Im Scala will be in the coach's box.
Enright.
So Enright will be in the coach's box.
Joel Corey won't be there.
Joel Corey. No, Dogs play Saturday night.
Okay. He hasn't been down to the Cat Attack. I think he's down. Did he come down for that 2007 reunion?
Yes, yeah.
That's the only time he has set foot in Geelong since he got the chop.
Cameron Ling won't be there.
He'd be doing some sort of
he's got media,
broadcast.
Media commitments. And there was one other, I believe, that won't be there as well. But we'll be all across that Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to all the games this weekend, and particularly, obviously, our blue and white bias, Kingy. Well, my blue and white bias on Sunday. And to go 5-1, who would have thought?
Thanks for listening. You can subscribe to the Cat Attack podcast on iTunes.